Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on February 24th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. An Ontario court has ruled that a contingency fee agreement that would have paid the plaintiff's personal injury lawyer more than one-third of the proposed $900,000 settlement is unfair, with the judge in the case substituting a far lower fee. Simply because a CFA provides for a certain percentage of the settlement amount as fees to be paid does not mean that is the proper fee to be charged, wrote Justice Darla Wilson of the Superior Court of Ontario in the recent decision. The fee must be both fair and reasonable in the circumstances, and the court must find it to be so, she ruled. In this case, Justice Wilson said she did not find a fee based on 33.3% of recovery fair or reasonable and declined to approve it. Dale Orlando, a personal injury lawyer not involved with the case, says that an important takeaway from this case is that lawyers better be prepared to clearly lay out their arguments to justify whatever the contingency fee they seek and ensure that the reasons are well documented for the court.
You can sign whatever agreement you want with the litigation guardian, and the litigation guardian can agree that, oh, this is reasonable, but the court has to approve the settlement and the fee.
While the number of judges from diverse backgrounds is growing, more can be done to have a judiciary that genuinely represents all Canadians. Superior Court of Ontario Judge Renee Pomerantz told attendees at Canadian Lawyers Women in Law Summit. The court derives its legitimacy from public confidence in the administration of justice, she said. Factors affecting that legitimacy include having a judiciary that reflects the proportion of women and racialized groups in Canadian society. There are other good reasons to have more women and those from diverse backgrounds serving as judges at all levels of the legal system, she said. One is the educative function that a diverse judiciary provides. Having women and those from underrepresented groups in the judiciary tends to shatter those stereotypes that suggest that we don't belong there, she said. Another reason, she said, is that a judiciary that includes more women and those from diverse backgrounds speaks to the fairness of an appointment process based on merit and does not discriminate. You can read more on this story at lawtimesnews.com. Just follow the link in the show notes. The Federation of Ontario Law Associations is calling on the federal government to make necessary investments in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. The group, which represents Ontario's 46 county and district law associations, wants Ottawa to fill judicial vacancies in the province and set aside resources to assist provincial attorneys general in modernizing courthouse infrastructure and technology. Douglas Judson is chair of FOLA.
Effectively, it means that unless you are involved in a criminal matter, which tend to get priority because criminal matters have liberty interests at stake, people can be detained or otherwise lose their liberty, you're waiting a very long time to have your matter heard. And so if you are dealing with a civil matter, for instance, you may be waiting a very long time for your day in court. So not having enough judges essentially makes access to justice all but impossible in many parts of the province, or at least timely access to justice.
In a case where a man argued that Canadian investigators had breached his charter rights in searching his US home, a majority of the Supreme Court of Canada chose not to revisit the leading case on the charter's application outside of Canada. Military investigators had obtained a US warrant to search the home of a member of the Canadian Armed Forces who was residing in Virginia, and in the search, the investigators seized his electronic devices. This led to his arrest and convictions on several offences. And Corporal C.R. McGregor appealed up to the SCC, arguing the investigators violated his Section 8 charter rights. The SCC was unanimous in finding that military investigators did not breach McGregor's charter rights. After McGregor was arrested, he argued before the court-martial that the investigators had breached his rights under Section 8 of the Charter, the protection against unreasonable search and seizure, and argued the evidence should be excluded. But the military judge dismissed the motion, finding that the Charter did not apply outside of Canada. But had it applied, the search and seizure were Charter compliant, said the judge. McGregor was convicted of voyeurism, possession of a device for surreptitious interception of private communications, sexual assault, and disgraceful conduct. He appealed, but the Court Martial Appeal Court affirmed the ruling. Judy McDonnell is driven to improve access to justice. As a practicing entertainment lawyer, she launched her legal tech startup, Halu, a female-led trademark search software, to help small and medium-sized businesses compete with large enterprise clients. Having raised over $3.7 million US in funding from some of Canada's top angel investors and VC funds, such as Innovia Capital, Halu could also make McDonald a successful entrepreneur. She spoke to Canadian lawyer about what drove her to launch her legal tech product.
I thought, well, somebody's got to build an actually good trademark search and watch technology, and I wanted to do that. And so that's what I'm all in, doubled down, focused on right now, is really that very, very deep AI technology for utterly accurate and actually very, very good and cheap, fast solutions for a trademark search and watch.
As BC courts resume in-person proceedings, two Vancouver area lawyers are concerned that many of the gains that were achieved by proceeding virtually for lawyers, clients, the public, and the environment will be left behind. On February 1st, trial management conferences at the Supreme Court of British Columbia once again occurred in person. The court announced the change in December. The end of virtual trial conferences means that all civil and family proceedings have now shifted back to in-person. The same is true for criminal matters. Aside from regular fixed-date appearances, pre-trial conferences, and case management conferences. With court proceedings reverting back to the pre-COVID norm, the system is sacrificing progress that came as a silver lining to the pandemic, say Jensen Leung and Fahmy Hodel. Proceeding virtually boosted access to justice, made lawyers and everyone else involved more efficient, promoted equity and diversity, gave clients better representation, cultivated mental health, and benefited the environment, they say. Virtual proceedings also helped level the playing field for lawyers. With virtual proceedings, lawyers could look after their children and still show up for court appearances. Taking that away also disproportionately impacts women, says Leung. In this way, allowing virtual court appearances and therefore not pushing parents or lawyers with other types of caregiver responsibilities toward making the tough decision to leave the profession also aids the access to justice piece, says Hodel. Among her many responsibilities as general counsel and corporate secretary at CBCL, Melanie McGrath prioritizes environmental sustainability and governance matters, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion. She's been speaking to Canadian lawyer.
I've worked with a team internally to create the company's ESG framework. And as general counsel, working with a bunch of engineers and try to talk to them about the importance of the environment, not a hard sell at all. It fits very well with our corporate purpose, but it really was a lot of work, actually, to encompass our corporate commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions from operations, to track our corporate clean revenue as they relate to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, tracking diversity metrics, looking at good corporate governance. It was quite a lot of work, and I'm incredibly proud of where we've come and where we've landed in terms of our framework.
John Tsiofas may have risen through the ranks of law firms after coming through the back door, but the new director of Canadian operations for US-based Cozen O'Connor says working with lawyers to oversee their administrative and support operations has been a perfect fit. Tsiofas spoke with Canadian lawyer about Cozen O'Connor's unique approach to running its business.
One of the elements that stands out that is quite unique is even the way they finance and manage themselves. Most large law firms, both in Canada and the U.S., as one example, at the end of every year, will take all the money that's left over that has not been spent on expenses, and that's distributed to the partners, because that's the way all of law firms work. Cozen O'Connor is very unique in that it actually doesn't do that. It retains earnings for the business every year, significant amount of earnings, to allow it to invest for the long term.
Ali Khan Sundarji is a Canadian-born lawyer and former in-house counsel for Amazon's Canadian business, who left the company just over 16 months ago. However, the lessons he learned while the company was on its upward trajectory have proved valuable as Sundarji strikes out on his own law firm, catering to startups and entrepreneurs. Because of his contacts at US law firms, he says his firm, Sunder Legal, is often brought in on deals with a Canadian connection.
they know that the job will get done, and they know that we will take care of their client, and we know that their client will feel like their needs have been taken care of. And so we are just an easy team to bring into the deal to tie up these loose ends in the U.S. Because we're practical, we're efficient, and we get the job done. It's probably the least sexy part of our business, but getting trains places on time sometimes isn't sexy either, right? Delivering results isn't sexy, but that's why they bring us in.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.